from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A growing exodus of months' rations put pressure on the Antiguan authorities. In Guyana, protests as Parliament debate the Omai cyanide spill. And Pacer Curtly Ambrose has a good day at the start of the sixth test. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Reports of a growing exodus of months' rations arriving in Antigua via extra flights laid on by airline Liat. Figures for passengers leaving Montserrat yesterday range from 560 to 700 people. We'll speak to journalist Keith Stonegraves in a short while. But meanwhile, in Antigua, Liat and other airlines faced increased requests from months' rations seeking immediate travel abroad after leaving the island in a hurry. A group calling itself Friends of Montserrat has set up at the airport to register those arriving. Meantime, without an official evacuation order, how are Antigua's authorities dealing with the exodus? I asked Antigua's Health and Home Affairs Minister Hilary Humphreys whether any early assistance has been forthcoming from Britain.
No real evacuation has taken place in Montserrat, and so the official position of the British government is that they are not going to pay any cost of those persons who arrived here so far, because they did it on their own. But for coming from a government standpoint, we can't afford to see our brothers from Montserrat coming to Antigua and not being able to be taken care of. So we are putting out a helping hand and making certain that provisions are being made.
Surely I would think they're Britain's responsibility.
Of course they are, because they are a colony of Britain. So they have to take their own responsibility. Antigua in this case is just being a facilitator.
Has the Antiguan government approached, say, the British High Commissioner in Barbados or the Foreign Office in terms of dealing with the situation?
We have approached the British High Representative here in Antigua, Mr. Bayliss. What my committee did when we started working was to put together a cost of putting camp Lightfoot in place, feeding the persons for at least a week or 2 weeks while we get everything in order. Because what we are asking the British government to do is to bring down one of their service battalions, because to feed 5,000 people if there's an eventual evacuation is not an easy task. And the cost of that, of fixing 9 schools, 3 factory shelves, putting Camp Lightfoot in place, is just about $1.8 million EC I'm talking about now. $1.8 million EC. And we gave that report to the British, but up to now they have not, they haven't come forward yet with any funds or any real commitment. And that is what is causing some concern, both here in Antigua and in Montserrat.
But are the British going to help within, say, the next 48 hours, because there appears to be a panic on in Montserrat?
Well, I hope so, because I spoke to Mr. Bayliss yesterday at 6 o'clock in the morning to apprise him of this situation. I spoke to him last night, and I sent my officers out to him this morning to look at these areas, because they sent down from Barbados an engineer. We are hoping that after they have seen these areas, they will say, listen, guys, go right ahead and spend some money to put the showers in and toilet facilities, so when these people arrive, we can have space for them and we can have cots and everything and food.
Antigua's Health and Home Affairs Minister Hilary Humphreys, and I'm joined now by journalist Keith Stonegraves in the north of Montserrat. Is the exodus continuing from Montserrat? Are people panicking?
Well, Ken, yes, it has continued here today. A number of folks were seen leaving the W.H. Bramble airport throughout the day, leaving mostly for Antigua, Barbuda, and some of the other neighboring islands, as they continue to be very concerned about what's happening here and the fact that nothing has happened in recent days as far as a major eruption, as everyone is hoping.
Is this putting pressure on the Montserrat authorities to issue an evacuation order to get official help for those fleeing?
Well, we haven't heard anything official from the authorities here. What we do know, and what the chief minister and the governor said, that it's pretty okay for people to leave the island if they're uncomfortable with the situation. But there has been no official evacuation order given for people to evacuate the island.
Any developments at the volcano site today?
Nothing really today. We are still awaiting the latest scientific report. It's been pretty much overcast in the area of the volcano today, but we haven't received any official word on any activity today, except for some light ash that were reported by some residents who got a chance to get into the capital.
Okay, Keith, thank you very much. Many months' rations are running as fears increase about a possible eruption. Caribbean Report asked the British volcanologist on the island, Dr. William Aspinall, to give a best and a worst case scenario.
Well, I think the best case is that, you know, this activity that's been going on, the strong steam emissions, the gas emissions and the ash blows will just die down, and the earthquake activity will die down, and then the volcano will go back into a sort of relaxed, quiescent state without anything in. The worst case, well, you know, that's pure speculation. We would be surprised if the eruption became so big that that, you know, most of the island was under ash ashfall. But you know, it's more likely that it'll be a moderate display of volcano activity.
Dr. William Aspinall. Met officials in the region are keeping a close watch on Hurricanes Iris and Umberto. Iris was this afternoon 360 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, but said to be moving very little.